Isaiah 32. Behold, a king will reign in righteousness, and princes will rule with justice. Each will be like a shelter from the wind, a refuge from the storm, like streams of water in a dry land, like the shadow of a great rock in an arid land. Then the eyes of those who see will no longer be closed, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The mind of the rash will know and understand, and the stammering tongue will speak clearly and fluently. No longer will a fool be called noble, nor a scoundrel be respected. For a fool speaks foolishness, his mind plots iniquity. He practices ungodliness and speaks falsely about the Lord. He leaves the hungry empty and deprives the thirsty of drink. The weapons of the scoundrel are destructive. He hatches plots to destroy the poor with lies, even when the plea of the needy is just. But a noble man makes honorable plans. He stands up for worthy causes. Stand up, you complacent women. Listen to me. Give ear to my word, you overconfident daughters. In a little more than a year, you will tremble, O secure ones, for the grape harvest will fail, and the fruit harvest will not arrive. Shudder, you ladies of leisure. Tremble, you daughters of complacency. Strip yourselves bare and put sackcloth around your waists. Beat your breasts for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vines, and for the land of my people, overgrown with thorns and briars, even for every house of merriment in this city of revelry. For the palace will be forsaken, the busy city abandoned. The hill and the watchtower will become caves forever, the delight of wild donkeys and a pasture for flocks, until the Spirit is poured out upon us from on high. Then the desert will be an orchard, and the orchard will seem like a forest. Then justice will inhabit the wilderness, and righteousness will dwell in the fertile field. The work of righteousness will be peace. The service of righteousness will be quiet confidence forever. Then my people will dwell in a peaceful place, in safe and secure places of rest. But hail will level the forest, and the city will sink to the depths. Blessed are those who sow beside abundant waters, who let the ox and donkey range freely.